USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Houston assessing damage from the cold snap. Biden also visiting an emergency operations center in Houston and praising employees for their work. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says declines in new cases of the coronavirus may be stalling.
We are watching these concerning data very closely to see where they will go over the next few days. But it's important to remember where we are in the pandemic. Things are tenuous. Now is not the time to relax restrictions.
Dr. Walensky also sounded more warnings about the growth of virus mutations or variants. Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine is up for final approval from the FDA today. An FDA advisory committee discussing whether to approve the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.